holograms, what are they? Is that get into essence, to matter, electrons, quarks?
Depends on which side you're seeing them from. If you're in the middle of it, then no. But if you're looking at it, if you're presenting it, then yes. And that'll give you a good example of what you're trying to say of social mortar. It's social mortar. If they can't hear you, there is no social mortar.
Right.
But if they can hear you, potentially there may be. And then they misunderstand it. So then it's unsocial mortar. So then there we go.
Okay, but your opening statement was something about social mortar. I don't know. So
no,
if we don't have social mortar.
Your statement was social mortar. We don't care about social mortar. We said forget social mortar.
Okay, so how's that different from the hologram? What is the hologram?
The perspective that you're engaging that may or may not be real. Like CNN or MSLSD, what you're hearing is not real.
MSLSD.
Where do you get that from? Where does it come from if it wasn't real?
George Soros.
If it isn't real, where is it from?
Oh, Charlemagne the God.
Charlemagne the God. Look at a bunch of bullshit, Bert. I don't know why you listen to this shit. You spent all your last 15 years listening to this goddamn crap, and you got nowhere. Just got sore bum. Sore bum is all you got, Bert.
It's better. His bum's better now, so hey.
It is.
Bob, well, on The Last White Youth, you played a clip from the last payday of August 12th. And I have a few notes. And I think it was you. The clip that you played was you talking on the previous payday. And it said, Kingdom and Empire, you got your three kingdoms and their directional movements, the interplay. And then Ion said, Bob Carr is sick. And then then you said, marriage.
You see what I mean? You said how we're trying to get the essence of definition instead of bringing up fucking assholes.
Yeah, I thought I'd add that. So then I've got the marriage supper of the Lamb is the three new amino acids. The kingdom is citadel of consciousness. Empire is involved with social mortar. Amino acids activate your inner kingdom. And then I've got it in quotes. Moves you to that inner kingdom, which brings you to the marriage supper of the Lamb.
Yeah, that's what I was referring. And then my next question was going to be that Bob said, and I wanted to clear this up with Ion. Bob said that the middle, outer, and inner kingdoms are directional movements. And that was going back to the OA movements and the 14 degrees of freedom.
Yeah.
So Ion, I wanted to know that if that is a direction, if they are directional movements.
They are. Of course, everything toward ascension is a directional movement, or you'd be there already. That's what Bert lays out. That's what the conjure of sacrifice leads you to. It reminds you how close or far away you are to the eye of the hurricane.
To the eye of the hurricane. Well, I did my conjure of sacrifice, and it is not raining here. And there's no wind,
we've lost three sand traps on the cow pasture pool course, and the creek has gotten so high we can walk under it over here. It's raining here.
Oh wow!
What did you lose? Something?
What, Bob?
What did you lose?
The sand traps on the cow pasture pool course. Where they shoot the golfs.
Is that part of the hologram, real or unreal?
I don't know if it's real or not, but you can get damn ass wet in it right now, so whatever you think.
See, always ambivalent. Where did we learn there from, Bert? It doesn't matter whether it's real or not, but we get wet. Come on, Bert. Explain that one with your corporate copper binding.
Copper binding? Hey, you leave the bedroom activities out of this, Bob. Get on the bed.
Copper binding. I can't remember the terms. Well, something resonating. Ionic binding. There's some other fucking covalent binding. Goddamn gay boy.
No. He was trying to introduce the topic in the conversation of concubining. He's going to have some concubining going on here in just a moment.
Concubining, Bert.
Concubining. There you go. Get that name. Throw that up in his face next time he starts talking smack.
Yeah. I'm not going to join your concubining club, Bob. Y'all learn to say that.
No. Bob's just excited. He's been practicing his on his new granny porn channel. He's trying to get some fade on his OnlyFans page.
I'm trying to get some OnlyFans.
No, just sign up.
I want to absorb the OnlyFans empire.
Yeah, you two are both on a roll tonight. What is up?
Are we? They'll pay to see.
Yeah, what are y'all working on?
I'm paying attention to Bert. I'm not listening to Ion. That's fucking nonsense. Bert, explain the hologram or whatever the hell you just learned.
Yes.
Okay. Well, one thing that I do remember Ion saying that we're in a hologram, but the real hologram is coming forth.
Right. Mm. So
does the real one come from me, or does the present hologram come from me in the sun?
You won't know the difference, Bob. See, here's the
thing. See, there it is. We don't fucking know the difference, but we won't even know if we got a sun.
Slow down. It's like on the Squidbillies where they had the early Kyler went to the redneck holodeck. All right? And whatever his dreams was came to pass. And he was on PC Beach. Remember, he was on Panama City Beach. PC Beach, baby! And he thought that was real. He thought that was real. He was enjoying it. They was talking about liquor, and he wanted to know if it was brown liquor or clear liquor. And now he keep talking about liquor. I thought he was trying to figure out the details. See, the details aren't so important as the processes that you're getting. Okay? So that's an example. Sometimes you can use the redneck holodeck for hologramming to get a feel for what a reality would feel like, be like, do like, or have.
But it's not reality.
To find out. Well, that's social mortar. Now you're negotiating. You don't know that yet, because then you can bring that into your reality.
No, you just said, that's social mortar, and I don't know that yet.
Right, because you won't know until you actually experience it.
Well, we're talking about experiencing it.
That's a test of the process. It's sort of like when you get your first great erection, Bob, and you're not quite sure what to do with it. Then you have that great erection. I know, but if you do, then that'll be in the hologram, and you can figure out what the capacity might include. Then when you have that opportunity, you might get to engage it. So that's the difference.
A lot of info there. If people ask Carol why we don't have any children, she comes out with some lame-ass excuse, but the reason is Bob hasn't had an erection yet, okay?
All the great erections begin with contrast, and Bob's never had any contrast.
I never had any contrast. But look, what did you say, Bert? You know, it's a gabble about a fucking cartoon. And you're testing, you're rehearsing reality. Hasn't shown up yet, but you somehow tapped into something. Come on.
The same thing is true when we talk about ascension. You don't know what ascension is. You've heard stuff about it, but you don't know what ascension is. And so we've explained it, well, how to receive it, how to notice it, how to find it, how to recognize it.
Oh, let's hear that again. No, nobody remembers that. How do we receive it?
Well, you have to talk to Bob. You have to engage your non-physical.
And Bob's a fucking nut. But how does that help anybody?
Well, he's more like an acorn. He's not quite like a hickory nut. He's more like an acorn. Acorn.
What was the first one? I'm not like a what?
Hickory nut. You're not like a hickory nut. You're not like an acorn.
I'm an acre.
Acorn. Acorn off an oak.
Oh, acorn. There's fucking metaphors, Carol.
You said you were a nut. You said you were a nut, and an acorn is a nut. We were literal. We were literal.
Refresh. Scream someone.
Refresh. Bert. Okay. So the point of what we're trying to say is that you can experience something. Sometimes, here we go. This is what melts this mess that we're into right now. You look at lamestream media, and they're saying all kinds of stuff. Trump's good, Trump's bad, Trump's up, Trump's down, Biden's dead, the actor's not good, they're going to hire a new actor, they're going to hire a new actor, hire a new actor for the storm. You know, it was just ridiculous. And then Trump's going to be king forever, and they finally start talking about Viceroy. They've never said that before. They finally made a reference today that he is acting like he's preparing to become the Viceroy of the world.
Oh, my God.
United
They're listening
States
to us
the
now.
World.
Who said that, Ion?
What?
Who called Trump Viceroy on the media?
The Jay Parler podcast.
So that's Jay some nobody, Parler. For fuck's sake. Jay Parler, he doesn't even listen to us.
Oh. You don't know. You don't know. You don't even listen to you. So how did you have a problem with that? So, all right. So now, pull it back. They're starting to notice these kind of things. Now, is that real or not real? It doesn't really matter. Once it enters the Android name, all of a sudden now it's in play. All the bullshit that they said was a conspiracy theory, now every single bit of that's turning into true. So the conspiracy theory would be the redneck holodeck, and then the reality is makes the redneck holodeck true.
Okay, where does
ridiculous.
Thought enter into that? Human thought, where is that in the equation?
That's the delineation between real or false, hot or cold, up or down.
And that's determined by the user. That's determined by you, by us.
Where you are, well, the thought is where are you in the proximity of it? Somebody says
yes.
Cancer. Oh, cancer is terrible, terrible, terrible. But if you're in a different perspective, it doesn't bother you. Like, okay, well, that's a perfect sale. That's a sale you can't kill. I like that. So your
okay,
perspective
so is it
be
real
different
for the
somebody
person?
On key.
Yeah,
so
but
be different Ion, for somebody on chemotherapy.
Yeah, you don't have to finish your sentence. It doesn't make any sense anyway. You stop anytime
Bob,
you're
don't
talking.
Don't interrupt
you stop
him.
Any point. Fuck you. He just said, not
fuck
losing
you.
It. I'm
don't
forgetting it.
Him.
The person who says he's afraid of cancer and the other one's not bothered. Both are real for
both
those people?
Are experienced. Both have engaged the concept of cancer and whether they embrace it or not. Now, Carolyn would correctly say what you talk about mostly is what you're going to enjoy, what you're going to experience, you see. Gloom, despair, and agony is all you talk about. That's what you can look forward to. Now, that's what she would say. And it's working so far, so good. But that's not the point. If she can't say what she won't say anything at all. That's what Carolyn does, and that's working out. But she does not give her wind to anything that could present a reality outside the holodeck, redneck holodeck, that she doesn't want to enjoy. Now, there might be contrast.
And what do I, as opposed to me, what do I do?
You don't do anything, Bob. You never have.
I don't do anything. Do I
you
speak?
Don't do anything.
I'm not doing anything.
Yeah, Bob's trying to master how to talk right. He's through with that speaking well business.
JW met with the purple people, the purple entities, and they said, nobody's mastered Slack like Bob. Look at where he is.
True.
He never lifted one fucking finger. That's what the purple
true,
people said to him.
Although the Biden actors come in a close second. He's had a month and a half of vacation. He's had a month
yes,
and
right.
a half of vacation and fixing to go on another vacation. So it's pretty tough. Hard not life.
Awesome. But still, nothing explained, Bert. You know.
Okay. Bob, let me ask a question to follow up. Okay, you said that Carolyn doesn't allow anything outside of her redneck holodeck.
Right.
So,
yeah,
Carolyn,
she never speaks of things she doesn't want to engage. And if there's something going on she doesn't like, she focuses her energy on making a shift or a change. But she almost never acknowledges it. She won't ever give it any light of day. Never. And it more times than not goes away or it presents itself in such a way she makes a shift or a little turn and looks at it from a different perspective. And then it gets better. Then she's like, oh, okay, yeah, that's much better. Thank you. Good. She appreciates everything, the good, the bad, the ugly, and she only embraces the part she wants to know. feel be doing that. She totes a knife around and she will cut your fucking throat, but she just do not, if it's all right with y'all.
That's why so she can't understand anybody who thinks I'm an asshole. She doesn't have any experience of that. She doesn't want to.
But yeah, she won't acknowledge it.
But, okay, the current situation in Maui, then that's not, she's focusing on supporting the people that have experienced the travail then. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Her focus is on supporting them and not talking about.
Now, whoa. That's right. That's what she would do. Now, that's not reality. The reality, that motherfucker's fixing to burn the rest. The fires aren't out yet. They're fixing to clean that thing out. They already shifting that out. That Maui's going to be an island of two and with some help, and we got to bring people for her to talk to and play cards with.
Okay, I am, but that's not something that Carolyn wants.
Doesn't make any difference. She'll adjust, and then it'll be okay. It'll be, oh, okay. There we go.
And in that case, the best you could do is warn her then and warn us.
We did. Mm-hmm. Long ago, that they'd be the only ones on the prison island. Okay, go ahead. Bert, clean this up so Bob don't have a bust out.
Karen, is it too hot to discuss Maui?
No, go ahead. We don't give a fuck. Shit. Half of it is burnt already.
Okay.
Lahaina Luna is the next thing that's going out.
Really? Okay. Has FEMA been calling all the shots of what's taking place in the U.S. since March 2020?
No. It's not FEMA. They've had some help. There's a big plan, a big scheduled process. Remember, we've said all this terrible things going to happen to the earth. Some that's angels. Some of that's they blame it on. That's what I'm saying. No, it wasn't FEMA. It was George Soros. See, it's ridiculous because it's all worked out. They're just looking for a reason, looking for a sissy, looking for an excuse. And now they got the pictures of the blue flashes causing the storm. And now they got a wildfire in Florida burning while the damn hurricane fixed to blow them all away. It's pretty ridiculous when you get to it. They're going to burn the water, or the water is going to burn the land. It's getting kind of hectic, as you would say. So this whole thing. And now there's three of them. Oh, now here's the thing.
I was saying some beautiful stuff for about the last 5 minutes, and I didn't know I was on fucking mute. You missed it all. It was incredible what I said.
See, that's why Bob doesn't speak. Did y'all hear Bob speak? We didn't hear Bob speak. So anyway, there's three or four other hurricanes. Three or four other major hurricanes. This ain't that bad. It may turn into a five, but it's more like a three. For real. It's just going to get them.
You're saying more
up.
Coming?
They're already in the Atlantic. They're already chemically.
Okay. Yeah, but what's that got to do with what Bert's trying to say?
What
do you want to know about Maui? I know all about Maui, Bert. What do you want to know?
Okay, Bob, was Eric Hooks arrested, the FEMA assistant director? Eric Hooks?
Was he arrested?
Yes, he was.
Yes, he was.
It doesn't matter. They have no say. Mm-hmm. Who the fuck's in charge? You know who's in charge.
Yes, but no. That's not how you win or lose, Bob. It's how you place the blame. He's the one going to take the blame.
I know. Are we going to talk about the angels or not? Is that a secret? The angels, Bert?
If Bert asks, it ain't.
No.
If you ask, we're not talking about it. But if Bert asks, we'll talk about it.
Okay.
Fucking angels. Hey, Bert, the angels, see, on August 8th, JW's 65th birthday, 58th birthday, he was born 65. Yeah, sorry. There's a glitch in my software there, Bert.
Yeah, okay.
I tried
he's
to say something.
Good, y'all,
I made an effort. It didn't work.
He's doing pretty good for a 100-year-old. Carolyn, get him some more of those I'm fucked up pills. He needs his I'm fucked up pills. There we go. Go ahead, Bob.
Okay, so we're not broadcasting. Well, maybe we are. I don't know. Can't tell with Phil. But the... So, Bert,
Just one cheeseburger away, Bob. You're one cheeseburger away, Mom.
From heaven. Just one sit away. So Bert, on August 8th, early in the morning in my time, going into it, you guys on the East Coast were already into it, but I wasn't, Ian gave me permission to email my friends about the Georgia Power press release.
Yeah.
So I spent all day, August 8th, sending out stuff to about 60 people. Bert, you were on the list, I think. So as the day unfolded, there was a bit of a fire in the morning, but the cops, somebody said, no, we got that one. It's no problem. Then later it started in the afternoon and killed everybody. But see, that was it. Now, what was going on? The Angels were fucking pissed that Bob, for the first time, could say he did something, even though he never did anything, but he looked like he did something, and it's a real thing, and it's taken over. The Angels went fucking nuts. They said, what do you call that? When you escalate your raid on something, you know, when you, that's it. What do you say? Fuck off! Fuck you! I don't know.
No.
Attack everybody.
Bob Vince. Bob killed Evelyn Rothschild. He stirred up the cranny.
We'll leave that. Look, I'm not charged with that. Shut up, Howard. I got to mute you if you bring up these murders.
Destroyed money. And then what happened is, now it gets up there being bald.
I'm muting that fucker. I'm telling you something, Bert. I'm trying to tell you something. Look what's interrupting. Look at what's interrupting.
So then the angel says, fuck this, we'll burn them out. That's what we'll do. We'll catch them at the Grand Wailea. That's the only place they got to go. We'll burn them.
Okay, let's just say that clear. So, Bert, the angels explain how the earth is, you know, flat, and underneath is the core stuff where you can get the lava. So the angels went down there and got their fucking, whatever they get from their perspective, from the core, and they made a laser beam within their reality, their materials. And they started zapping everything on the fucking island to get me, because they can't see me. They don't know where the fifth gate is. And so, I don't know, maybe they do know, but they can't see me. So they went after me and killed everybody, and that's why they shut down the power, the cell phones, the towers, blocked the highways. They wanted everybody to be quarantined or, you know, locked in so they could have a better chance of killing Bob. They assumed I'd be over there in Lahaina. I never go over there. I hate the fucking place. So I don't know what they were thinking, or they didn't know how to do the laser accurately. But so that's why everything's crazy, and why the governor and the mayor don't say anything. I heard a guy saying, you know, don't listen to social media, just listen to the governor, said the governor. They haven't texted anybody anything for 2 fucking weeks because they're not in charge. I don't know what – now, what do – ask Ian, what do they fucking know about the angel level? That's the question. What does the governor and these guys, or the FEMA guy, what do they know? What do they think is happening? Because they're not in charge. Okay, Bert, your turn.
Ian, what did the FEMA and the governor know?
I'm muted.
You're not muted.
No, you're not. Fooled you, Ian.
No, we were. We were. We said we're muted, and then you hit the button. As far as that goes. So
I am
nice,
faster than Ian.
You can turn.
Holy shit, there's like 300 people on here. We got too many people on here on the callers list.
Oh,
we never had this many people.
Uh-oh. You've heard them again. Okay, now, Bert, before Bob goes back into social media or whatever he's bored or whatever the hell he's trying to talk about tonight, what are you asking?
Okay, what Bob just outlined about the angels act.
We don't listen to Bob. We don't listen to Bob. You talk to Bob, you lose your time.
But from what I gather, what Bob said was that the angels initiated their rage on Maui thinking they were going to get Bob. Okay, but
that's not a past tense.
They're still trying to get me, Bert.
That's the current thing.
So what did the governor?
They tried to destroy the wall. We had to cut them off from the golf course. They couldn't walk here. They can't walk there. The crew has lost more people watching after them than giving their lives vicariously for his bitch ass that don't do nothing.
So if
he will
die, Bert tried to save me.
They're trying to admit to you. Don't ever volunteer for Bob detail. It's not good for your life insurance policy. I'll tell you that. Let me say, just saying. Well, anyway, so now we've got him sort of well hemmed up. Don't worry, though. We got a backup in the bunker, the good Bob, Mr. Good Bob. We got a good one in case this goes too far.
I may replace any moment,
in case it gets too bad. So The point is, if he does what he's supposed to do, which he's trying to, and if he's actually almost starting to listen now, which is astounding. That's never happened before in his whole 100 years so far. And so now he's coming in this reality. This is exactly what we were talking about between the redneck holodeck of something you're seeing, and you start asking questions like, how do you get a fire in one lot that's 1,300 degrees that will melt aluminum
right.
out of a car, but not burn the houses around it.
And the trees.
Is that because, is that precise laser work by the angels?
Yep. Step by step by step by step by step. And they're good.
That's it. There's something. But it's all a rehearsal. When do we get into reality?
Well, you can walk. You can walk over there now and lick the ash in the ground. That's reality if you want to embrace it. Or you can just watch your computer and see what people have to say. And get Barbara Ann to give you the blow by blow. That ought to be interesting.
Is that reality? Is that reality too?
No. It's not. No, that's social mortar, Bob. That's social mortar.
Okay. Anti-social mortar.
Does Oscar know, Ion? Does Oscar know that he's defending Bob against the angels?
Yes, he does.
Does FEMA know?
No. There's no real FEMA. They're all puppets.
What about the
world of sin? World of sin, Marty Croft.
There's a lot of Nephilim, which I understand half human, half angel, are working for these angels.
I know, but these aren't even that. These are just puppets. They're just puppets. That they go. These people you've never heard of before.
Robots, cyborgs.
Here we go. Everybody knows Crazy Maisie Herrera, your only senator or whatever she is over there. Nobody in the whole fucking world knew what the governor of Hawaii's name was. Who knew what his goddamn name was? And now all of a sudden he's like 16 when he started talking about them. Nobody's ever heard of him. Nobody's ever voted for him. You don't know anything about him. And all of a sudden, he's in charge, and he's going to tell you what to do, and this is terrible, and we're going to work it out. We gave you $700. What the fuck do you want? You were getting welfare anyway, so don't worry about it. It's okay.
That's right. I never heard of the governor before this kill. Did you? I didn't know there was a guy called Governor Greed. He hijacked the whole thing, said he was governor, and the angels supported him.
He's a mouthpiece. He's a climate guy because he's green.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay. Yeah. Okay, so what about the emergency orders or the emergency provisions that were put into place 3 weeks ago, ahead of the emergency? I think they called it an emergency proclamation, Ion, where it looks like they were preparing in advance. Did they have a heads up that the angels were after them, or what were they preparing for?
Yeah, they knew. They knew. Just like it's already been leaked, the devastation from Adelia. It's already happening. It was already on Google before the damn storm ever hadn't hit yet. They're talking about how many people get killed and how many houses destroyed and how what's flooded in 12-foot
rain. And that's why you got fucking Georgia to put out the press release. That was all part of it to get me all worked up and start emailing people. On your fucking birthday or legitimate birthday.
Nice.
Ion, Bob, there you go.
So Oscar's been over here. JW is so pissed that he doesn't have Oscar guarding him. Oscar's crew over here guarding me.
Not guarding, just helping.
Yeah, helping me. I don't need any help, but anyways, they're over here helping. The point is, Oscar knew what was coming because he was over here about three weeks before when JW started complaining. Three weeks before, he knew what was coming here, right?
Before you fucking got Scott killed, so, you know, whatever. Okay.
Is that three or four now who died on my behalf?
That's a lot. We're not supposed to talk about that.
See, I can laugh, Bert, because I know there's no deaths, right?
So, Ian, did the Marines engage a FEMA convoy? Did the Marines engage a FEMA convoy outlined in the two weeks ago?
Yes. Hold on just a second. Things are falling. Hold on. Go ahead.
Okay, so did the Marines, because there was a TikTok about the Marines engaging a FEMA convoy and they were using a deuce and a half to throw bodies into a large ditch. Did the Marines engage a FEMA convoy?
They did. They did.
And hey, Maui, Bert? That was before Maui?
No, that was in Maui.
In the midst
in Maui. Oh, and when he came over here, he got nailed?
Bert. Explain it to him, Bert. This is going to be a long show. Come on, catch up, Bob.
There was a TikTok, Bob, that I sent you. There was a TikTok.
I missed that one. They fucking deleted it. They said, no, Bob, you're not going to see this one. This is too important. Yeah.
Well, they're saying that on a Friday that the Marines neutralized a FEMA convoy that was fleeing the Lahaina.
Yeah, well, is this what Friday? You mean a few days ago?
No, like maybe 2 weeks ago.
It was like 2 days after the fire.
Right.
And so I'm saying that. So what do you think is going on there? That's FEMA is the angels' dummies, the Nephilim for the angels, and the Marines do that.
They were cleaning up the problem, getting. They were sorting the wheat from the chaff, Bob.
Yes.
Yeah, but did they know what they were against? They were just against the possessed FEMA people. They don't know they're run by the angels.
Doesn't matter. See, you get it all tangled up, Bob. People are individually living their lives, and they're dying individually, or they're mass dying. You see, then all of a sudden somebody's going to start complaining about Auschwitz. So they're going to call Maui Auschwitz in a minute with their gas oven. The last gas oven. No more gas ovens. They're outlawed. You can't have a gas oven or a ceiling fan or electricity. You can't have none of that.
This all happened because I announced that I had done something real with the Georgia president.
Had,
I said, oh, see? No wonder I'm not allowed to do anything. If I even attempt to get anything accomplished, all hell breaks out. Concentration camps galore.
Yeah, so I am, lower.
So the angels created that looks like a directed energy weapon effect in Maui, correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
Say that again, Bert. What looked like what?
The angels created this looked like a directed weapon effect that happened in Maui because there was a TikTok where it looked like there was a spark.
There's a bunch of them, and they're not just there. They're not just there. They're going to be everywhere. That was a run to see how it's going to go. Because here's what you want. No. Here's what you want. You want everybody looking at what HARP and what Beamer and what other devils and hells are trying to do to you. And you have to do all you can to overcome this social mortar that you have to avoid so you can live one more day. If they'll let you, which has nothing to do with what quote unquote reality is. Reality is this world is burning. You're going to see it.
That was my next question. Yes. So there was a TikTok of a lot of fires taking place, and now this weather patterns. Is that the result of the angels then, of all this weather?
Yes. They're getting pissy. They're getting pissy and they're getting impatient. And they're waiting on Bob to bust a move. Bob's laid back, thank God, for a second. But if he'll get bawdy, Jane Winslow will say something shitty and he'll go blow up again. It'll be bad. Just wait. Don't worry. It's coming.
So the angels are monitoring Bob's emails?
Say what?
Are the angels monitoring Bob's email and Facebook page?
Correct. So far. But we expect you to post your GPS coordinates in any day now to make things interesting. wouldn't bother us at all.
Make it a fair fight.
Nothing surprising. Make it a fair fight. It's right here.
And yeah. Robert of Tidehav, he's on the ball. He knows what's happening. He says, there's something not right.
Hey, Ion, is this the fire that's going to consume the earth, beginning of that versus the flood? I mean, the flood's never going to happen again, but you said the fire is going to be fire.
The earth will be destroyed by fire. That's the beginning of it, yeah. And then what's going to happen is, see, you won't tell the difference. It'll be a tsunami. And then it's a La Nina, El Nino, Nini Nani. And then it's going to be firecrackers and lightning. And it's going to be all these people piling up all their trash, and it's going to catch a fire. And then the neighborhood's going to burn, then the little trash pile's going to get the hot, it's going to melt your car. But it won't burn down your house. They ain't quite figured that just yet. Which is a little bit extreme if you want to get right down to it. But I don't know who's going to run away from a 1400, at least 1400 degree flame or force, you see, because they don't melt like that. So anyhow, this genocide, or cleaning up, some would say, of that part of the island. It's probably a poorest state in, well, it got better when Bob and Carolyn moved in, but it's been a pretty rough place to live up until that. They got there. They've upgraded a little bit. But past that, it's just a riffraff. And the natural Hawaiians are saying, we don't have a treaty for you to be part of the United States. Okay, so they're trying to advocate to pull it out. They're trying to pull out. And that, you know, and it's not good for conjugal visits if you're consistently pulling out. That's not a good way to go if you're going to get somewhere. So just saying. So they're trying to now say that they have a libertine gospel that gives them the ability and capacity to not be the Hawaii 5-0. They don't want to be the 5-0 anymore because they ain't got no help. And but they better not do that because they're getting all, every one of them's on welfare. So they better not, because they'll cut off their juice. But there may not be no juice to cut off anymore, you see.
Well, the flood was to rid the earth. Is the from the, all of the angels and the Nephilim and all of that? Is
now,
the fire
no,
for
no,
the same thing?
The fire, no. The fire is cleaning it up. Fire is, remember what we're all about, honey. Carbon, 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 carbonation, 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 and where we want to live. Need more carbon. They've almost got where water's starting to burn now. It's going to get interesting here in a second. But the AO2SO4 is shifting more and more and more, and you're going to start hearing. And that's what some of these climate bangers are trying to get paid for. So they're not doing anything about it, but they're still getting paid for it, you see. That's the thing. You ready to talk about the 14th Amendment, or are you going to say that for later?
Let's do it.
Okay, they've run the viceroy down the ground, down the mountain. They said he was a scoundrel, they said he was a cheater, they said he was a fuckery, they said he was debaucherous, he lied, he cheated, he stole, he's worse than Bob, he's worse, he's bad, he's bad dog, he's been doing bad dog shit all his life. Okay, so then he's called Zelensky, we're just repeating a bunch of shit now, but we'll give you a little step by step. Made one phone call and they impeached him. I mean, and everything that they've accused him of, everybody else has been caught red-handed at doing it. So they said, all right, by God, we'll get it. We can't beat him. So what we're going to do, every time the remember we told you about the mug shot heard around the world? He's made about $11.5 million off of that stupid mug shot. Those people have lost their mind. They're trying to hem him up so that he's in court every day of the whole election. Well, fuck, Biden supposedly won the election in his basement. So Trump's going to win his in the courthouse. He'll be coming out the courthouse and have a little rally. Every time he comes out of the courthouse, they'll have 50,000 people, and he'll have a little rally. Talk about what happened today. It's going to be amazing and treacherous, because there's no way out. That's the point. And they're never going to have an election. They can't have an election. There's no way. So they're talking
Okay.
If New York doesn't work, which is going south fast, okay, and then the civil charges don't work out, which are kind of lame, and then the Washington stuff, the federal stuff, that's 140 years right there, doesn't hold up, and then Mar-a-Lago doesn't work, because they can't even get that straightened out now for when they're going to go with it. And then at all last cost, Georgia, Atlanta, Fulton County specifically,
Aunt Fanny. That's Aunt Fanny's house. If Aunt Fanny don't work out, then they're run out of every other choice. And Arizona hasn't filed yet, but they likely will. He's hoping for, he hopes to God they do. Just one more court case is all he needs. One more assault on the American people. Now they're saying, due to the 14th Amendment, that if he has done treason or treasonous things or overwhelmed the government or overdid something or something, 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 then he can no longer serve office, serve in office. But they haven't proved that. And he hasn't been any kind of imposition regarding it. That's just somebody, they made it up. But that's going to be the next thing you start hearing about. It's because he can't run or be president because of the 14th Amendment. It's kind of astounding. So he's already working on his pardon papers, so he can pardon himself.
Is that what Sidney Powell's working on? The case for the 14th Amendment?
No. She's trying to get stuff ready for you know who. But now wait, now two of them, she's one of them, have asked for a speedy trial. You know why they did that?
To expose materials in court?
They don't have time. There's 2.5 million documents that are multi-page documents. And they're saying,
wow,
give me a speedy trial. They've had 2.5 years and haven't done anything with it, but now they want all the court dates around Super Tuesday, when the primaries start, everything. So everything that's going on, Trump's going to be in the coat house doing stuff.
So they want a speedy trial to have it done before the election.
No, they want a speedy trial because if you separate the RICO, once it's RICO, if anyone falls out of the RICO, the RICO is gone. So if Sidney Powell proves that the RICO isn't right, then that case is done. It's out. It's through. It's over. See the rub-a-dub-dub?
He said that Sidney Powell is working, preparing for you-know-who. You know who that is, right?
No, you don't. Don't you say that.
That's right.
Stop. You don't know that. Oh, my God.
I don't know that. I just made more bullshit.
Jesus God.
Did he say coach-host, Susanna? Did you hear him say coach-host?
No, he's in the...
Trump is in
the... You don't know who you're messing with here. You don't want me, and I don't want to be there, so we're good.
I talk so tough. I bet Elvis was playing punk.
So, Ion, the Marines that attacked the FEMA convoy and totally, because they were burying bodies surreptitiously, were they following, they were breaking away because they know they are under Trump? And not the president, pseudo government.
Yeah. Why doesn't Biden control anything? Why doesn't he serve anything? Why doesn't he call anything? Why doesn't he call the Joint Chiefs of Staff and have them do something? All they do is get up there in the fake room and talk about what they're going to do or might do or need to do. And why can't Congress give me some more tanks that I can't afford to send to Ukraine who ain't fighting? So Zelensky can get another $50 million salary this month. It's all a wash. Auto wash is what Bob calls it. I mean, Bob says, well, honey, if you can't dazzle them with diamonds, by all means, baffle them with bullshit. And that's what he's doing very well today.
Yeah, right. It's all very surreal.
Meanwhile, back at the ranch, people are they're practicing their autonomy all over the world. So they go to a movie or a football game or this or that, and they got their Python 357, and somebody gets them, breaks in front of them to the snack rack at the ball game, and they start shooting. And now if somebody says there's been a killing at something, 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 they'll say, oh, well, how many? Was it less than 50? Okay, well, that wasn't so bad. That was pretty good. Glad it wasn't more than 50. That's all good. Because now you're desensitized. And see, that's what Bob was trying to bring up as the point of order, that this is what's happening, is you're being lulled. You're numbed. Your social media and that media ecology has numbed you to where you don't even matter anymore. And so now if you walked out your door and saw tanks running down your street, you just take a TikTok of it and say, well, that's odd. Remember, didn't see that. That hadn't happened in a lot of years. I hadn't seen tanks going down my street. See the rub? So now what's happening, you've lost all the power and authority that has been defunded. That's why the police, they have no jurisdiction. So it's not that they've been defunded, it's that they don't have any jurisdiction, and they know it. Mm-hmm. And that's why these judges are doing all this bullshit stuff, because they got no stay. They got no stay.
Mm-hmm. And are all these things that are happening in social media and in Maui and the weather, weird weather, the fires everywhere, the upcoming hurricanes, are these all a distraction to what is starting to be put in place and say, like, with the coal play
Georgia
in
Power. Georgia
Power.
Was it a distraction? Was it a distraction when we told y'all that the water was going to cover the Statue of Liberty's big toe? Was that a distraction, or was that an actual something you should notice?
That hasn't happened yet.
But and is that a distraction?
So you're saying, okay, no, you say that's
or is
something
that a
of
warning?
Note. I'm
taking it as
a
that
warning.
Is that a warning? Good. Okay. So this thing that you're actually seeing, some of those are real, some of them are not, but they're never presented in the way that they're taken. You see, here's an example. Nasty Pelosi in all her glory. Now, she stepped the fuck out of the way because Bob got had enough of her. But she gets up there and says these stupid things, I mean ridiculous things, admitting to the problems and the things that are, and then comes up with a thing just like the ACA. Come on, guys, we have to vote for this so we can get this thing passed so we can read and see what it is. She physically actually said that, and they passed it. See how crazy? That's the point of order, is it's gone topsy-turvy. The inmates are now officially running the asylum.
It's
and so you can't gauge anything. And you can't tell a Republican from a Democrat. You can't tell them one, put them in a sack and dump them out. You won't tell Mitch McConnell. You can't tell one from another. The cabal has got them, and they know it's over, and there's nothing they can do about it. Houston, not a good day. Well, for
so
them.
Maui.
Hey, let me say this, Suzanne. The Democrat normals are yelling, these blacks who want Trump to be king, they're not taking this seriously. They're deluded. They think there's something to take serious, but the blacks know more, and they don't take it seriously. Is that correct, Ion?
They know that they got the real deal. They can see through the mess. They're going to say, okay, where's the last thing you told me you was going to do? Where's the two things before that you was going to do? How you want us to vote? You want us to vote where our lives, Black Lives Matter, every 4 years. But in between times, nope, no matter. No problem.
Did the
Y'all looking for some real estate? Y'all looking for some real estate? San Francisco's giving it away for free.
Did the Marines actually kill some of the residents of Lahana?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And that's what they were trying to cover up.
Everybody that went up toward Luna. Lahaina Luna.
That's what you said. You said the next one is Lahaina Luna?
Well,
the next fire?
Yeah. That then, we call it an excavation. An excavation.
So isn't there a big military base in Maui as well?
We can't talk about that.
Are they going away? Is that going away too?
We're not going to talk about that.
Okay, so Ion, if the Marines, why it's important if the Marines know that they're battling.
Why did the Marines kill the citizens, Gene? Why did the Marines kill the citizens?
Why did the Marines kill the citizens, Ion?
Because they had on blue clothes and they wouldn't burn.
Are these Marines working for the Angels, or are they the Marines are against FEMA?
Doesn't matter. What difference does it make? What difference does it make?
So
if the Marines know that they're battling the Angels, then that means the Commander in Chief knows that they're battling the Angels, Ion.
Oh yeah.
So
well, of course.
Okay. So the Marines know that they're battling the Angels, and they exposed the FEMA Nephilim burying bodies.
Yeah, and yes, correct. Very good. And now if you watch really close, you don't say more words till you get that answered. If you watch real close, that's all been queued up through cues, things with Trump. When Trump gives, if Trump does anything in capital letters, run that back to the Q thread, it'll tell you what it really means and what's really going on, which will expose it. You don't even have to listen to us. Then lay it out.
Oh,
Bert knows. That's why Bert, Bert gets quiet.
Yeah, Trump's messages in all caps refer back to Q's messages from years ago.
Messages. The Q is not doing it now.
Well, what's the difference?
And the no time thing, I suppose. Is Q posting messages right now, presently, Ion?
Yes, they are.
They are.
Well, if you consider that part of the past, what's the difference?
Exactly.
That's right. Right. I mean, is it live? Is that what we talked about? Is it live or is it limerick? You don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know, and I don't care. It's all good.
So but let's get back to the question. Why did Marines kill Lahainans while battling?
Because they're Nephilim. They were killing the Nephilim, Ion?
Mostly.
How would they know they're Nephilim? How would they know?
You can tell. You can smell them, Bob. You can smell them. It's like a dirty hooch. Like a dirty hooch, Bob. You can always smell them. You can smell them.
Right. So those cops are out there blocking the traffic on August 8th or 9th. They were Nephilim.
No, they were stopping them. They were hemming up the Nephilim, what's left of them.
Well,
that's why the roads were blocked.
Working for the Marines against the Nephilim.
They would call you, Bob. They would call you a Nephilim, so they were making sure you weren't part of the thing trying to get out.
They weren't trying to make sure. I didn't follow that. I don't know who's who.
You're saying
the people killed in Lahaina were Nephilim.
That batch was. But a lot of the other people were just regular people.
It was all mixed up.
So they blocked the road, Ion, in order to trap the Nephilim in.
Turned off. Didn't turn off the power till it was too late. Turned off the cell service. Turned off the water. Blocked the road. And told them that they need to, they didn't tell them anything. That was the point. Burn, motherfucker. Let the motherfucker burn. That's what they have been playing on the radio.
So were there a lot of children that were burned?
Yes, lots.
So where are the grieving parents, like the guy asked in the TikTok?
That's the whole point. They can't seem to find them. Ain't nobody grumbling much. They still got lots and lots and lots they can't identify. That's what we said. Last one with Bob is like, if you lost your mama and daddy and your kids and you can't find them, we should ask somebody. You seen mama? You seen my baby? I had three children. What happened to them? Anybody seen it?
Or your neighbor. Yeah.
Okay, I was the TikTok authentic that I received on Monday about some Marine who's claiming to be, he's a Marine and working for the CIA, that there's going to be a government reset? Was that authentic
message? Oh, yeah. Oh, sure. That's what's happening right now. They're just getting the people in such a shape that they're going to have, it's going to be an uncivil war this time.
Okay, so there were innocent
casualties. Hey, let me say this. Ion told me there were 416 children dead or 460. I don't know if he said 1-6 or 6-0, but 400 and something.
Okay.
You want to clarify now, Ion? Did you say 416
or 460? Yeah, 460, but it was 720 so far. It went up a little bit. 720 people total so far. And everything else is not human.
Well, Ion, are those children angel babies?
No. Hard to kill an angel baby.
So the children were innocent casualties,
Ion? Did he just say you can't kill an angel baby?
No. We said it's hard to kill an angel baby.
Hard
to kill an angel baby.
So what was your point about the parents don't know where their kids are? That showed what? What did that illustrate?
Bob, if Carolyn didn't come home after a little while, you'd say, has anybody heard from Carolyn? I'm hungry. You'd notice after a few days of not eating that Carolyn's not
home. So you're
saying
the parents aren't complaining enough about where their kids are?
No. They don't even say, not one report. They won't say anything. They won't give them a microphone to ask them. They won't give anything. They're just all saying that Biden is coming to give them $700 with nothing. They don't have a bank. They don't have a bank in Lahaina to cash their check, and their car is all burnt up, and they don't have a house, and they don't know what they're doing. Their MREs aren't very tasty, and They're not sure what's coming
we
on.
We are going to be arrested for this show, Bert, and you guys too. Anybody caught talking to Bob on this one is going to be fucking duped.
Yeah, that's it. That's it.
Sydney's working through the courts.
Sydney's working on the interlocutories right now, Bob. Don't
he's listening to this show to find out what we're going to be charged with.
but that's a good point, though, Bob. That's a good point that Ian is thinking about. You know, there should be a lot more grieving going on and grief-stricken people distraught about their missing family.
Well, why aren't
that
they can't Susanna?
Find.
Why aren't they complaining?
Well, that's
they're
all dead.
The parents are dead too.
The parents
are
dead.
Oh, that's a tragedy. I didn't know that.
So you're saying the whole families are gone, have been destroyed, so there's nobody left. is that the point, Ian?
Everybody that gets a microphone, all they're screaming is about how they didn't get help and they didn't get this and they didn't have that and they knew this was coming. And y'all did it. You got us again, and the big man got us again. And we've been here. We've been here since before Pele was born. And we've kind of fucked it up with Pele. And so now we're left to the dirty old man. It's gonna do us in, just like every other time. And we want our land back. We want our land back. And that's all they talk about. Not about the devastation or anything else. You know. But I mean, Carolyn would hear more. She could go to the market and hear words.
Could that be the tech body censoring what's really happening?
Rhymes with L-E-A-G.
Mm. L-E-A-G means tech body or AI, for fuck's sake. So what is that's a good direct question, Ion. Is the tech body hiding all this stuff? What do you say to that?
Why not?
Why not, Mr. Tech Body? Welcome aboard. See you in court.
If Auschwitz would have done better, nobody would even be able to talk about it. They wouldn't know nothing about it. No, they had to let them sneak out. They had someone under piles of bodies, let them sneak out. We went with a cheap gas. If they'd went with a high octane, they wouldn't have had all that conversation. Nobody would have known.
So whole family.
I'm pretty funny today, aren't I, people? I'm so funny, I'm just laughing.
He's so cheap, he won't even give Bill his cheeseburgers anymore. So it's kind of like, oh, everybody's on their caveat emptor, you're on your own now.
So whole families being dead, is that because they don't want people tracing DNA back to their property and their property rights?
What's their property? DNA is not linked to your property now.
Exactly.
Well, some of these families, I thought, were passed down. Some of these properties were passed down through generations, and there was a.
They don't have DNA. I know, but there's no DNA. Oh, here's my property. This is my land grant. Here's my DNA from 1430. They don't have that.
Well, if you're trying to prove that that's your family's property and you're trying to reclaim it because a lot of members have died, you can't use your DNA as part of.
Nope. That's already been done from every bit of that's already been reclaimed from eminent domain. That's already been taken away. No one owns property in Lahaina today.
Oh, okay.
And if you don't like that, they'll turn off your gas and your water and your sewage and your everything else and you figure it out.
There's an example of what McLuhan said. The printing press 500 years ago wiped out what we call nature, or I call the chemical body. The paper is more important than your DNA.
The paper will stand.
That's the tyranny of 500 years, Gutenberg galaxy.
So the paper you're talking about,
is that social mortar? So is that social mortar, Bob?
In my world, it is. Yep. It's communication. It just turns out my world is what everybody's subject to.
Well, that's your hologramming, and then it becomes their reality. Very good.
Yeah.
Excellent. Okay, now go ahead.
The paper definition there, Bert. Stick with those.
So the paper you're talking about that stands as more important than the people and the DNA is the emergency proclamation that happened before the fire. Is that what you're talking about?
in essence. That's just what gave them the ability to get away with it. Didn't say it was right, didn't say it was correct, didn't say it was fair, but that's what they used.
Okay.
To say,
because
oh,
paper
this is
was
what
a new environment, it was a new kind of nature, subsuming old physical nature, feudal nature, and so people believed it. They accepted the rule right. of paper.
Right, and if they didn't know, if that would have been that big a deal, why didn't every one of them poke their thumb and have a bloody thumb and run and say, no, you can't sign that executive order. Here's my DNA. I'm not having your executive order. We're not going to have it. So they didn't say nothing because they're just rocking and rolling and doing what they do. And the next thing you know, they get burnt, slap out, boom, and that's the end of that.
But if they remember that there's...
order.
But if the Hawaiians...
That's the history
there,
Jovan.
No paper...
Whatever your name is, focus on it, Gene. That's the history. Media are the new nature. Especially with the printing press.
Yeah, so
well,
Ian, who told...
What about the history of the Hawaiians that are saying that they never signed anything to make Hawaii a state of the United States?
They didn't. They leaned on fucking Pele for all these years till they pissed Pele off. And now they're on their own.
Yeah, Ian told us that 12 years ago that Pele abandoned Hawaii. He says, fuck you. Bob's in charge. Mm-hmm. You deal with it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, he told us that. And then we started having mm-hmm. lightning, and Ian said there had never been lightning hitting the beaches of Maui ever before that. But now it started to hit mm-hmm. the beaches here.
That's right.
Yep.
That's right. All right, so Ian, who told the government officials to enact that emergency proclamation ahead of the emergency? Who commanded that to be?
Joseph
You're talking about the
Robin
Maui
Biden.
Emergency. We're talking about history. You're talking about the proclamation a month ago, right, Gene?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, okay.
Biden, under the green climate thing, smart city.
Oh, it was the smart cities that... And that was the first emergency proclamation that was signed before the emergency? Like that?
Yep.
And we're going to see more of those.
But no, that's not true. They did one, too, for DeSantis, the sanctimonious. They signed him an emergency thing before the storm hit. Yes.
Before the hurricane.
So they did. But they know it was coming. They know how many people are going to die. They know how many inches of water. They know where the water is going to fall. They know where it's going to get. They're going to see who's going to have water in the morning. They don't know. How do they know? They're pretty good.
And they know the land that's going to be taken out that they can assume later. Is that the same game plan?
Correct. And they'll whoop the man that says it isn't so. Except for
Yeah,
Trump.
Listen, Gene, I just proved to everybody that we are living in a big now. I was yelling at you, and I called you Jovanna, a woman in Halifax. I yelled at a lot 55 years ago. So I thought you were Jovanna. I'm still living there.
All of a sudden,
no,
Jovanna
death, people.
Just
Eagles
came into
MC
the
squared.
Oh, that's good. That's, hey, you'll have to tell me about Jovanna.
Was that derailment in that town? I forget where it was. Was that a test?
El Paradise.
This Maui
East Paradise.
Thing? Yeah,
East
is that the name of it? Palestine,
Eastern
yeah.
Palestine.
I mean, that caused so much destruction, and it seemed like it just faded into nothingness, and nothing ever happened.
Well, it's still, we're going to clean it up. The railroads are, I've been working on the railroad all the live long day. We're going to clean it up. Nope, all they did was pave over it. Ain't done nothing. The people can't live, and they're already getting sick, and they can't live in hotels, and Aunt Myrtle done said, y'all got to get another house because you can't live with me. You don't have to go home, but you can't stay here. They've run out, and they're running. Nobody's giving them anything or saying anything. It's better than the Love Canal. We're going to have to get Aaron Brockovich to get up and straighten their bitch asses out.
So that happened, and there were no repercussions whatsoever, and so they moved on to a bigger one, like Maui or Lahaina.
Yep.
And so now they're just thinking the same things that happened. Or Florida.
Yeah, it wasn't many moons ago that Florida got tore up. They couldn't even get to the places. And that's all fixed, put back up, set up, and just fine. That must be the garden spot of the world. You can destroy it and rebuild it in a day. Mm-hmm. Craziest thing ever. They're sitting on ready.
How about the fires that happened in Ashland? that there was a wind that kicked up at the same exact time that spread the fire all the way through. So was that the same kind of thing?
Same thing. And you're going to see more. Bert's got an outline.
The same as what? You say same kind of thing. The same as what, Linda?
I was trying to explain.
Lahaina,
Paradise.
It's Canada. Lahaina, Canada, Midwest, Louisiana. Jesus God, they about burnt Louisiana down. Nobody even talking about it.
Are you saying, well, the only headline that's important the Angels want is Bob snuffed. That's the only fucking headline that determines anything.
Yeah. Okay, yes, yes. Now, last time, Ion, you said there were two sets of angels and three sets of, two sets of aliens and three sets of angels. Those three sets are Lucifer's, Michael's, and Gabriel's angels. Are those the three sets you're talking about?
Well, they're legions that go beyond that, but those are that's how they're divided. That's how they're divided. Yes.
Okay, and Lucifer's looking for the dark soul.
Correct. But see, Lucifer's on it. Lucifer would help you at this point because Lucifer wants to win real bad. But the other two wants to settle it in the war in heaven so we can go home.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what's happening now as they're sorting out for the Armageddon.
Okay,
and
so
Bobby's to laugh, trying to get him to get that visual of how much blood it would take to go to the bridle of the horses in the Valley of Megiddo. And now you're starting to see what that much blood looks like and where it could come from.
Yeah, but it's burning up first. Okay, so, all right, so, I just lost it. Jane Halper, I'm seeing things leak in to this social mortar. Like Jane Halper. Now, she's got some clout, and she is stating as fact that Trump is commander-in-chief. And she belongs to this task force that's set up by the DOD, the Department of Defense. Is that a military task force that's been ordered by Trump?
Well, it is now. It is now, because why ain't the Pentagon taking over something? You don't hear shit out of the Pentagon, or some little goober will come talk about, we ran out of coffee in the Pentagon. It was a bad day. We don't know what we're going to do. We're going to see about it. We're going to have a Senate subcommittee to order some coffee on time so we can get some real coffee here. We can't even get bullets out of the Congress. We ain't got no bullets. We're going to have a big war, but we ain't got no bullets. I don't know what we're going to do. See, that's the whole tale. We're before the entire tale. Because otherwise, we wouldn't be having this conversation any other time. Fuck, if you couldn't do it, Winston Churchill would come straighten you out. So, there we go.
And is that the beginning of, is she kind of leaking that in? That's the beginning of people starting to, more and more people starting to realize that that's the case, that we're under military.
How many people and how many times have you been told to get your bug out bag? About a month's worth of groceries and get you them goddamn, I don't know who's going to eat all them fucking pinto beans. You got to have 100 pounds of pinto beans and have a little water or something you can dip, a branch you can dip out of, and have a little cordwood so you can make some beans or something. I hope you need some, better get some good aim in there somewhere, put a little meat in it so you can have something to eat for about a month, 3 weeks to about a month, because they're going to shut it out. Until they see how it goes, to see who's going to really fight. And a lot of folks are ready. I don't think they're not. Because the Mr. Oliver, he's, when somebody like that, who don't like anybody, has a song like that, that everybody embraces, that ought to taste them. And then they say, oh, we're going to buy your bitch ass. Here's $8 million. He goes, I don't want $8 million. See, that's the last thing I need to be in your pocket. I want to go back to the woods. You see?
Mm-hmm. It's all lighting up. It's all lighting up.
The idiots are making sense. And the smart people are looking like idiots.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And then I saw something on Ion and Bob, and then I went to Yahoo and I saw the same friggin' tweet or whatever it was. So more people are seeing what we're seeing on Ion and Bob. Is that a fact?
That's what they're looking at. The Washington Compost is very upset. They don't really quote the Washington Compost anymore, do they?
No. So is the last step of this plan that's being implemented?
Oh, no. You need to talk to Bob. You better check
okay.
with Bob about that. He'll help
all
you
right,
with that.
All right. You told Bob that the angels were using a laser weapon that they created from getting material from the core of the earth. Did I hear that correctly?
You did.
And that was the burst of potent energy you referred to at the last What Youth. So it's not
correct, and that's also the flipping of the poles and the polarity, how it's changing and shifting, which is what gives that negative and positive. A lot of negative lightning strikes. Now you're having almost all positive lightning strikes where it actually goes to the earth. That's the connection. That's the shifting. Birch knows all about that, but he won't say nothing. Watch. Ask him. He won't say nothing.
I know.
He won't say nothing, but he knows.
Well, let me ask this, Ion. I saw a TikTok that you gave to Birch that he posted about the salt wedge in the Mississippi or going into the Mississippi from. Is that part of this shifting?
Yep.
Of the poles?
Correct.
Is that the precursor?
Did you see the one with the prophecy from Isaiah where the Dead Sea's coming back to life?
I missed that one.
Wow. Fresh water is pouring into the Dead Sea, so much so that it's becoming alive. These individual prophecies, which don't mean anything, are starting to stack up. They're stacking up. And that becomes a new level. Sorry, didn't mean to interrupt.
Sorry. Go ahead.
No, wait.
I'm sorry.
You're saying that was a new level of what? A new level of what, Ion?
Prophetic documentation that social mortar is about to fuck y'all in the ass.
Ion, you revealed to Bob that the Yarmulke continent is floating above, is it above the ionosphere?
Not yet, but it will be soon.
And does that have an impact on the shift of polarity?
It does, but you maybe won't notice. You see,
okay.
The better question would be, if that were the case, how will you connect to the monoliths, if that's the case? And the answer is that it will be contained. It will be contained. Bert, you were going to ask about that. Correct. Now, see, Bob went through a whole big old lulu about that, but he won't talk about it. He better not talk about it. That's what he better not talk about it. So when
Thank
he
you.
Starts, y'all cut him off or he's going to get his bitch ass in trouble.
What am I not supposed to talk about? Give me the instructions. What?
Faraday cage and the monolith, you know.
Oh, yeah.
The thing we just outed.
Hey, that's right. Hey, Bert. Now
whatever you do,
don't
talk
out.
About that.
Look at all the information being given out in this 2 hours. Could mean this could be the last show, Bert. Just think what's being told.
Well,
a good day.
I mean, if Cole plays out in the open now, that changes everything.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
That changes
it's out in the open, but only amongst us or people who are, you know, connected to Bob.
You don't know. The fucking elite know.
Okay. Well, that's, yes. Okay.
That's why the angels attack me.
Right. Yeah. This
Google,
is going to be a hell
Google,
of a year. This
Google,
is going to be a
Google,
hell of a year.
Google, how many shareholders are in Southern Company?
Mm.
Just right quick. We'll wait. How many there are?
Jean, go for it. She's quick. She's quick on that stuff.
Shareholders.
On record.
Stock major holders. I looked at this before and. I'm getting major shareholders, Ion. I don't know.
That's okay. How many is that?
103,154.
That's a major one. That are made of other things. So that many people know about it. Then.
Is that a lot, Bert, for a company?
Mm, Not really.
No, no, do it this way. No, do it this way. How many shares are there in Southern Company? There you go. Now, don't do the strike. We're not talking about the strike price. We're talking about just how many shares are available. If this can get to Bob's land here in about a second now, y'all be careful. Bob, I've got the samples for the color for the Grand Malaya. They don't have your purple. We're going to have to do something different. Can we have a shade? Can we have like a crude shade of purple? Is that all right? Or maybe a periwinkle purple?
Don't bother me with fucking stupid details. I have the big picture to deal with.
Just do it.
Just do it.
Just
fucking do it.
Okay, but if I go down there and I don't like it, you can do it again. That's
okay. Here's another question, Ion. You made a little side comment about blue umbrellas and people wearing blue not burning up.
Yeah.
Is that a reference to lapis lazuli?
It is, and it doesn't react with the laser. That's why all the government buildings that you see around all got blue roofs now. So don't get mistook, because lasers don't care.
Outstanding shares, 1,091,000,000.
Wow.
Okay. There you go.
Is that a lot? Is that a lot, Bert?
Yes.
What does that mean? That's how many have been sold?
That's how many are owned. At $68 a share, Bob, that's almost up to your Lappert's money.
Yeah.
That's almost up there with your Lappert's money.
Yeah, okay. Right, by trillions. But that's a big bunch of money, and when did that start being bought? Is that last 10 years, Ayn? Can you tell that
way?
Oh,
no, longer than that. But there was a time when there was just a handful of shares, and it was $8 a share. And it split and split and split and split and split. And on and on and on and on, and they keep it down because everybody's dripping the money back in. But that's not what we're talking about. She was asking how many people know about this. And when those shareholders, every one of those shareholders, great or small, they know about Coplay.
Every shareholder of Southern Company knows
about Coplay. It'll be in your minutes. It'll be in your they got to announce it because it's the only
quarterly
thing that's working.
Report? It'll be in the quarterly report.
And press releases if you've got the inside hoop.
Well,
it was terrible. It says 9% is owned by Vanguard. What the hell does that mean?
Mm-hmm.
That's Bob.
That's where Bob, State Street, BlackRock, and Vanguard, that's Bob's piggy bank.
Mm-hmm. What are you going to do about that, fuckface? You can try to kill me, buddy. Remember, let's go back to what I had said. Bob, Carol, and JW9 are the four horsemen of the apocalypse. Let's remember that, for fuck's sake.
Oh, fuck.
And one of us is the ass. One of us is the horse's ass.
Yeah, Dimitri's in the short list for being the ass.
Bob, you're so manipulative tonight, huh?
Yeah, why not? The last show, the end time.
Good one, Dimitri.
He's still trying to figure out how Amy Weingart's going to take over the world, though. He's not quite sure how she's going to do it. Goddamn, she's giving it a good old college try. You can know that.
So look, Art McKay, he tried to come on from Nova Scotia, and he took a picture of what happens when you hit Studio Classic Live Achievement. It says CrowdStrike. 2023 Global Threat REP. I can't see the rest of the words. What's that mean? If I go to Achieve Radio Studio, it doesn't say that. So why is he getting CrowdStrike?
Because the Empire's striking back, Bob.
So if you're not in, maybe if you're not on Bob's team, maybe, you don't get in.
Well, Bob Marshall was right then. Maybe Bob Marshall was right, Bob.
He is never right about anything. So what are you saying he's right about?
That you are the Antichrist to come and take over the world and get out of his space.
Well, that was wrong. He took Antichrist to be a negative thing.
Oh, well, but that's not wrong. He was still right. The connotation now we're negotiating, Bobby. There's your mystery.
That's how I stayed alive this long. Always negotiating. We don't take prisoners.
Well, always negotiating. Now we negotiate.
Yeah.
Okay, Bert, you got any holes? You got any holes? We need to tar up right quick.
Okay, Ian. The TikTok from X22 report talking about the plan of. Is that too hot?
Nah, go ahead. Go ahead. Fuck, we don't care. You got it. If you ask it, we're going to ask it.
Okay, X22 TikTok, where they were outlining the potential document that Trump was going to lease in the press conference, but he didn't. Okay.
He could.
He couldn't?
No. That's why they raided Mar-a-Lago and went through Melania's panty drawer, because they had to get that piece of paper. They don't give a fuck about those classified. Who gives a fuck when a classified thing? Shit. They don't even know what classified. All classified is a rubber stamp, and they got all them off of Hillary rotten Clinton's emails. So ain't no big deal. But yeah, they don't. But they care about that document because that piece of paper makes them invalid. Now they're already invalid, but nobody knows they're bankrupt because they just keep. Because stupid ass Bob says, "Oh, don't worry about money, just keep typing." And they ain't been typing their bitch asses off, and nobody just rocking.
I play all sides, Bert. I work for everybody.
Yeah, but. Nobody can do the math at 6% on $34 trillion, what your payment's going to be next week. Somebody better get their pencil out. They're going to have to sharpen it up now.
Okay, I know what words in that X22 TikTok, and it was that matched some other words, I believe, in the other Space Force TikTok. The Space Force have the evidence that the election was rigged?
Yeah. They do. And they're setting up the rest of it. They're going to leave it in Alabama, and they're going to move the rest of it to Colorado. That's getting worked out this week.
That's Space Force.
You got to divide it.
Yeah.
You got to divide it. Because you're going to need backup. You're going to have backup.
Is there a Space Force element on Maui?
We can't talk about that.
Yeah, I'm here. I'm in charge of it. I'm the pilot, Bert. Is a Space Force on Maui. Oh, my God, Bert. We'll try to delete that for the record.
Yeah. Yeah. That's when Bob gets the car and says, "God is my co-pilot." God is my wingman. We'll do it like that. Okay, Bert, go ahead. You got some other stuff. Let's get it.
Okay, I'll get one more real quick.
Get what you want to. You are
the next. Has the next rad system being used to manipulate the weather on the planet?
Somewhat. They're using everything.
Manipulate the what?
Next rad. Next generation weather radar.
Thank you.
Yeah. The reason that they're using that is.
And you're asking what about it, Bert?
Is it responsible? Is it responsible for the stupid weather we're fixing to have.
What was the answer?
They're using it somewhat, but they're using it so it can be the excuse. Then Canadians, everybody in Canada, if you didn't get burnt out, you're fixing to get snowed out. You're fixing to see the worst winter you've ever seen in your life. You better get your psyops right. Because if your bitch ass ain't cold after this one, write us a letter. Put it in the suggestion box. We're going to be right. Bob don't have nothing to do. He'll look at all the suggestions in the suggestion box. It'd be great.
Hey, Ion, Tina, you know, Eliza's sister wrote to me yesterday, and she said, I'm aware that Ion suggests we live above the 33rd parallel, but can you pretty please ask Ion if it's safe for me, Tina, to buy property in Dubai/Abu Dhabi? In Dubai.
Abu Dhabi. As long as it's above the 33rd parallel, okay, but it's not.
How far above? Art McKay's on the in Nova Scotia in the 45th parallel. Is that too far north?
No. North from 33rd degree up, it's no problem.
But you said Canada will be wiped out.
Oh, well, who cares? There ain't but 9 people left there anyway, Bob. Who gives a fuck? They're ridiculous.
So for the rest of the world,
they're going to eat themselves.
33 and north is okay for the rest of the world.
Well, not everybody is going to live in the 33rd parallel. A lot of people are going to die because they got no sense. But if you're going to have any chance of a harbor in the storm, that's where you're going to find it.
Yeah, between from the 33rd to the 8th to 90, all the way up.
Okay.
It's safe.
Okay, yeah. Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
We never had that clear before.
Well, everybody assumed that that would be the case, above the 33rd parallel. I mean, I guess we go so far east, we get far east, and then we have east Easter, near Easter, almost
Two questions quick. Sorry, Susanna. The autistic Marine TikTok, who certified him to put that out?
Bob.
And when he speaks of the FCC continuing, is that related to Bob's monolith?
No, that's the frequency that they're going to try to use. They think they've got an end to have it, but they don't, honey. They don't.
Okay.
They got the lock, but they don't have it. They got the lock, but they don't have a key.
Got it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay, Ion, you have mentioned before that the Yamaka continent will be in with the within the 33rd parallel or north of it. So doesn't that include all of the United States?
No. Florida's not above the 33rd parallel.
No, I'm talking about the Yamaka continent.
Well, that's all above the 33rd parallel.
So everything
that's above the planet. That's floating above us. It's not even on the planet.
So the Yamaka continent.
You didn't hear me reveal that.
Yeah, I did hear that. Okay, so then, so it's a different thing. It's a different mass of land.
Yeah, it doesn't
apply. Okay.
It's impervious to everything.
Uh-huh.
The Yamaka continent is not the United States. They're not part of the United
no.
States.
Okay. Not no, and some
United
of it
States
is,
fell
but
off
not all
from
of it.
It.
Yeah, but not all
United
of
United States
it.
Fell
not
off from it.
Okay, here's something. If y'all want a true Southern real life experience before you leave this world, y'all need to go find you some Y'all Sweet Tea. Y'ALL Sweet Tea. That's not sweet. It's just tea bags. But it is amazing. Follow directions and do it like you want to. It is life-giving. In Alabama. You'll find it.
Do I own that product, Ion?
Call Brenda Gantt. Call Brenda Gantt. Right. She'll help you with that.
All right. Remember, I was a businessman at the feet of the crucifixion.
Yeah. When Bob got through with the Shroud of Turin, all that was left. So.
Right. See, that's what Scott. That's what I made the shirt list. That fucking guy's got balls. He's right at the foot of the crucifixion. He's fucking playing Monopoly for fuck's sake. They said, keep an eye on that fucker. And that's how Open Al rose up to deal with the Medici.
Rose up with the big bush. He was part of the bushes. He was the biggest bush of all.
Yeah, me and Prescott Bush, we went to the same gay clubs together.
Oh, that's sweet.
Well, speaking of business, Ion, when's somebody going to come start asking to buy our fingernail clippings?
You don't sell them. By God, you better keep them. You're going to need them.
I'm going to need them for my own my own box.
Yes. Yes.
Mm. See, that never got clarified before.
Nope.
Yes, it has. We've told everybody that.
Nobody heard you.
Hmm? Oh. Well, JW has about 7.5 ounces, so he's good.
So are they using JW's right now? Whose fingernail clippings are they using right now?
He is.
Okay.
Cool. At Georgia Power, they're using the JW's fingernail?
They are.
At Unit 1 and Unit 4?
Can anybody's fingernails run any box?
Yes, they can. Mm-hmm. Keratin, see, the keratin is what it doesn't make it work, it tempers it. It's what's used to temper it. Because, like, your fingernails and your hair would too, but there's too much fucked up shit with the hair. But your fingernails and your hair grow even after you're dead in the ground.
Mm-hmm.
They continue to grow.
Now, Ion, does it have to be human fingernails, or could it be like cat or dog nail clippings?
You don't want to do that. You can try it, but we wouldn't.
Yeah, I asked about horse hooves 10 years ago.
Yeah. That's good for glue. It might gum it up.
Right.
You got a question, Chad, you wanted to put out?
Sure. We were talking. Good. Thanks, Ion. So we were talking about Southern Company, and the plant Vogel was delayed for 7 years. Also, Sapphire Rapids processor from Intel was delayed for 2 years, and I was wondering if the Sapphire Rapids processor was maybe also delayed due to polarity issues. Is that correct?
Agreed.
Okay.
And there's two things that they don't have, that they say they have that they don't have yet.
Okay, and those things are?
All the words from Robin Ware.
Okay.
Who's Robin Ware, Chad?
I have to look that up.
Or is it software?
No.
Robin Ware Church Agency?
No. Okay, it's either Robin Ware. Go back, look at it.
I think he's
it's
saying
Robin
L,
Ware.
Like ladder.
Robin, as in Robin Ware.
Oh, W-A-R-E, okay.
And then Robert L. Peters, or J.R.B. Ware.
I don't think anybody heard you, Carol.
Oh,
Joe
pseudonym,
Biden,
pseudonyms.
Joe Biden pseudonyms or something.
Thanks, Carolyn.
For about 8,000 emails, that's what's gumming things up.
Okay.
What's it doing, Chad? What is Robin Ware doing?
Biden's secret emails are gumming up the system that's involved in bringing forth the Sapphire Rapids processor.
Correct. Okay. Is that something we want, Chad?
Well, I was going to ask Ion if it wasn't that, I was going to ask, is it Ion holding back the release of Sapphire Rapids?
Sounds like if we would defer to the Robin Ware, Robert L. Peters, and J.R.B. Ware, sounds like we might have a little something to do with it.
Okay.
Chances are, is what Bob says. Every morning he wakes up and he says, well, chances are. And here
no,
we go
I play the song. I don't say nothing. I don't lift a finger. Johnny Mathis fucking sing it.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Did you break your Blondie album? I thought it was all about Blondie.
No. I sold it to Hilly Crystal at CBGB's.
CBGB's. That's good. Doing the push-ups. Okay, y'all, hurry up. What you want?
Okay, well,
hey,
I'm back to the angels.
Hey, Ian, are those emojis, is that really the Unicode from the Solomon's glyph?
Some are. They've been modified a little bit. Yeah, Chad's got the other ones, but he'd die before he let you have them, so don't worry about it.
For sure.
Yeah.
Back to the angels, Ion. Now, Lucifer is searching for the dark soul. Michael and his legions want to find it before Lucifer does. So what is Michael and his legions up to right presently?
They're trying to hem up the world. They're hemming up the world so that the battle which started in heaven, which is being completed in this earth, can get settled so that the humans can come into their place as God. And if they do, then 2/3 of those angels win the battle in heaven. And then Lucifer, it's fucked. But Lucifer doesn't want to get fucked. Lucifer wants to win and say, I am the most beautiful one, and I want to sit at the right hand of God. And he would do anything, you as God, to sit with you. I have
this historical battle
for you.
This historical battle between Bob and Lucifer is a mere contest at the high school dance, for fuck's sake, over some bitch.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Specifically,
it's how we involved and made Manipian Phatic proper.
Well, can you tell us, like, what specifically was Michael's role in the Maui, in the Lahaina fire? What was Michael doing, Michael and his angels?
If they can get to Bob before the aliens do, then there won't be any compromise. They're after Bob. They want to secure him. They may want to destroy him, and they may want to keep him, but they want to secure him. Because if they had Bob, Bob will go with anybody. He don't care. He ain't particular. Shit. As long as they don't sting.
I'm a businessman. I'll do business with anybody.
Okay, there won't be. All right, so
He's a lover.
I'm a lover.
Be still. He'll love you. Just be still. He'll love you.
Well, you said that there won't be a compromise. If Michael gets to Bob first, who's not having to compromise with whom in that situation?
The aliens that are trying to call all this off, call this all over, call it done, stick a fork in it.
The Eastern Gators want to call it all off?
They want to take it over. They want them some treat meat. They ready for some treat meat.
Okay, so name the aliens that want to call it all off.
The Pentagon aliens are trying to survive. They want to keep their part of the world. If they have to go with Bob to do that, they will. But they're not. There's no pledge of allegiance around here. They can come and go as they please.
So if Michael finds Bob first, then Bob won't have to compromise with anybody? Is that what you're saying?
We're going to have to see. We're going to have to see. Because if we said it one way, that's right. Yeah, in the end, it's what we're worried about here. Because if we say one thing, Bob will say, Oh, hell no.
I'm the original contrarian.
Me, son. Well, what me, son? Ain't no goddamn me, son.
We can't go any farther.
You gotta be done now. I'm the original Reggie from the Archie comics.
Yep. You got to be careful not to suggest things to Bob either, don't you? Jeez.
They will catch on. They do catch on. That's exactly right.
So, but what is the difference? Lucifer just wants to snuff me. Michael wants to hold me to deal with the aliens.
Not necessarily. Lucifer would use you, Bob. You're powerful. He'd use you for a bad habit. Yeah.
What would Michael do if he's not using me?
Same thing. They're trying to settle the war. As long as humans come back into their power.
Well, we don't have the difference.
Michael wants to stop Lucifer,
Two-thirds win, and they settle it. And then if Lucifer wins, then Lucifer wins, and he takes the right hand of God. Because there'll be a God for him to take the hand of. Mm-hmm. We're glad we were able to help what we could. You got one more last little bit. You got seconds.
Well, you say, Ion, that Lucifer would then sit at the right hand of God, but then who's God in that case?
You. If you ascend. The ascended, that's not the way to say it. That's not the right way to say it.
Lucifer wants to be our dance partner. He wants to be dance partner with every human.
No, every god. He don't give a fuck.
Every god.
Yeah, every god. That's
everybody
right.
Else,
yeah, every god.
Everybody else is going to go.
Lucifer's the ultimate groupie. He's a GTO.
Well, do I care who sits next to me, Ion? Do I care if it's Lucifer or Michael? If I'm in my power, does it matter?
Ask Bob. He'll probably straighten it all out. That's all fun. Okay, y'all. This has been great fun. Everybody happy? All in, all good, all at it?
Are we on for Saturday?
Yeah.
That's too far away. We don't know.
We never know. Happy days, y'all.
Thank you. Keep the green side up, y'all.
Keep the green side up. Don't ever let me see you coming.
The blue
and
side
wear blue,
up, right?
Wear
don't
blue.
We want blue?
Wear blue. I always wear blue.
I'm putting blue tin on my roof.
All participants are now muted.
Enough for me. Do you guys want one more? Well, all right then. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Make some noise for the people who are listening on the radio.
Love you more than me. still be human. It's an impossibility. Remember the night I left you asleep. In the morning, boy, what did you see? I run in the mirror with my own lipstick.
Going to change the pace a little.
I'm just a drifter. Starts all right.
I see your face before me. It brings back the memory of days gone by, of you and I. And then I cry.
Testing. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Don't cut hard, copper. All right. The next guy that moves gets the same treatment. Line up over there.
Now, you want to mention the martial law?
Yes.
You want to say what our headline is?
Yeah. This particular press conference and other places and other venues, we are going to initiate and ask the public and suggest to the public that we declare martial law, not them, us, and we ask for it. Am I correct?
Yes, and we need to have this martial law as soon as possible because that allows my team to bring in the cold fusion, the new technology. So we are waiting to get on Coast to Coast and all these other big networks that apparently have a big million audience size. We're waiting to get on to spread the movement because they feed off the fear of the martial law. Coast to Coast is afraid to have us on. They don't even know what we're going to talk about, but they intuit. Don't bring us on. But if we get on that level, this movement spreads. But meanwhile, wherever you are, start talking to the audience, start talking up. We need to start having massive demonstrations asking for martial law so that we can all be temporarily put in jail. Of course, it won't happen. Everybody will realize it's ridiculous. But this is another way of announcing that there's no room in the golf. We must say here, we are immortal, so it doesn't matter what jail you put us in. We collectively are free. We are so free, James, today. It's incredible. The beauty of the plague and the Black Death. Praise all those people who died off back then because they created the conditions for where we are today. But historically, like the Chinese, we walk into the future backwards, looking at everything in rearview mirror terms, and that is the job of the new artist to sort of correct.
So if you're in a body today, you're supposed to be here. You're supposed to be one of the creators. You're supposed to create new ways of getting out of the situation and moving forward without looking backwards, correct?
Yes. The images that you have in your brain are useless. The repository of memories and stereotypes and even the idea that you live in the United States is useless. Those images do not apply, as we saw in that article. The computer environment can't determine who's guilty and who isn't, and everybody's at fault, even though we know those guys started it. You know? So,
right. No
knowledge is possible. No traditional linear perspective on what's happening is possible. You are in a state of meditation and zombie Zen Buddhist, buzz out, bland out. You are in a high level of consciousness which thought can't keep up with. That means you got to talk very carefully.
Right,
and
I
so
agree with that.
We have something to talk about.
Say that again, go ahead.
The point that martial law is what we should be emphasizing.
Right. I agree with that. The reason why I agree with that, I mean, I agreed with it anyway when you first initially had it up, but when I got this email from this student, I was at, like, this is a person that should be like, just put their hands up and say, I give up. Where are the camps? And just, I'm going to bring my sandwiches and some of the clothes and we're going to go right now. Because I know if that's happening to one person that's a student who hasn't even been around long enough to accumulate any digital alleged debt, that, that means if this were broadcast on a larger venue, I think that would make a lot of sense for people to say, hey, look, we just can't do it anymore. Because generally, that's what I get from everybody. How, I can't do this anymore. How am I supposed to survive? And these people are, they're on the brink. What's interesting is they're on the brink from becoming a well-intentioned, good-natured person to thinking, well, I might have to steal. Or I might have to do something illegal. So they're being forced because they want to take care of their children or their chemical bodies or whatever the situation is, and they're being put into a corner. So it's those people that are in the corner are going to be heading that way. That should definitely start and organize in your cities, towns, local people, meetings, groups, getting and declaring this martial law ourselves and then initiating it.
Yeah, because they're already technically under martial law conditions. They're in prison. They're in jail. They can't move. So
right.
Why not make it a known perception publicly that this is the concentration camp, the whole planet, the United States especially. And we don't mind being put in a small concentration camp or a prison, because there you would feed us. So that's another image that Alex Jones and the rest of them pump about this fear of martial law. Another image. Watch your back, cause I'm coming back. Kill that, kick ass with the money in the back. Grab your back with the billboard mask. Run free, feel the breeze, and you sneeze in the shoe shot. Now you gotta run what you got.
I don't have nothing against the liberal, but the people representing you are communists and criminals. They've been starting World War III, we shipping missiles still. They don't want America great, they want it miserable.
You can try to burn down the city, scream at the top of your lungs till you're dizzy. You can cancel everything and everybody in it, but it's not your America.
You can burn the flag, get aggressive. You can wear a mask and pretend you're progressive. I got my First Amendment, don't forget I got the second. Not
your America.
I'm hearing words I never heard in life. Kids go to school to learn, never make it back home. They get murdered like, who's concerned? Not the left or the right. Hope you ready for the fight. Coming to your front door tonight. The former president got arrested. The current one lost, but I guess he got elected. Kids get molested. Pedophiles all get protected. And you can kill a baby anytime if you're pregnant. People so weak, feel free to take a knee. And you can't even speak, God forbid you disagree. I don't even know what virtual signaling means. Young men used to fight wars, now they make memes. Divide us up, I'm pretty sure that's the plan. Got a gun in my hand for when shit hits the fan. And how the woman of the year is a man, I'm pretty sure I never really understand.
You can try to burn down the city, scream at the top of your lungs till you're dizzy. You can cancel everything and everybody in it, but it's not your America.
You can burn the flag, get aggressive. You can wear a mask and pretend you're progressive. I got my First Amendment, don't forget I got the second. It's not
your America.
To blame, you're the ones who riot till the city's up in flames. You told us we've been spreading lies, but you believe the
truth is on the news every night. You told us we gotta stop the fighting, but you're the ones who keep the country angry and divided. You told us we're crazier than you, but all of our conspiracy theories are coming true. You can try to burn down the city, scream at the top of your lungs till you're dizzy. You can cancel everything and everybody in it, but it's not your America. You can burn the flag and aggressive. You can wear a mask and pretend you're progressive. I got my First Amendment, don't forget I got the second. It's not your America.
Your love sticks with me For the road kid, let's go down to the water and get out of our heads. Standing by the shore, you can hear the lake breathe. The feeling takes you hostage. It's rushing from your heart to the palm of my hand. We can make this little prison city feel free.
water again. I'm losing it. I'm losing it. Everybody's acting like they're all alright. I can barely get myself to sleep at night. I'm sick of it. I'm sick of it. Crazy than to take these pills. Sick of being okay against my will. I'm losing it. I'm losing it. Ain't a thing in this world that I'm gonna miss. It's all fake smiles and leather jackets. We're full of it. We're full of shit.
Love you more, my baby. No one can love you more, my sweet baby. No one can love you more than me. I'm still be human. It's an impossibility. Remember the night I left you asleep. With my own lipstick, I love you forever, and I still need it. 'Cause no one's gonna love you more,
no
baby.
One can love you more.
No one's gonna love you more,
no, sweet baby.
And if she tells you that she loves you more,
no one can love you more.
She'll be lying,
no, sweet baby.
Baby.
I said no one can love you.
No.
No one can love you more.
Ooh, baby.
No one can love you more.
Participants are now unmuted.
All right, Bob, that was some dope music right there.
Yeah, I think you'd like it. I think you would like it.
Yeah.
If you were here, you would have liked it.
Nah.
I have to phone in. Am I very loud on this mic? Is it low?
It's audible. It's not as usual.
Yeah, I got to do it. Do that?
Yeah, we are.
New AchieveRadio.com call-in lines. If you're a caller, you just listen. Enjoy.
Sacred words.
There's no time limit. If you're going to ask a question or
calling to ask a question, Doug?
That's a star 5.
Tim?
That's a star
5. Yeah. Yeah, I'm here to ask questions.
Okay.
Please record your name after.
What name should I put in?
Never it.
This is for Fuck You University.
Fuck You University.
The conference is in presentation mode.
Presentation
mode.
Fucking
muted.
Go
oh, shit. Sterling, unmute Bob.
All right. Yeah.
Everybody, oh, wait a minute. Everybody is unmuted. I was the only one muted there.
Yeah.
I just unmuted myself.
Good. I'm glad you like that, Craig.
Who the hell is
it? You like that Bula Malunga? New star. Look at her. She's pushing it back.
Hold on, Bob. You're reverberating.
I'm going to mute Bob. I'm going to mute one of the Bob.